Well, the escalation of hostilities in Lebanon means the situation in Gaza has received less attention. However, Israel has increased its bombardment of northern and central Gaza. The Strip's health ministry says at least 62 people have been killed over the past 24 hours. These include the four people who died in a strike on the Al-Aqsa hospital. According to Israel, Hamas was using it as a command and control centre, and an attack on a school being used as a shelter is reported to have killed at least 22 people, including 15 children. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he was profoundly concerned by what was happening in northern Gaza and accused Israel of war crimes there. Sam Rose is the senior deputy director for UNRWA in Gaza, where he's working on the campaign to vaccinate children against polio. I asked him how this work is being affected by the continuing violence.
I mean, it's being affected in every single way and in ways sometimes that are just hard to get your head around, but essentially everything, doing anything right now in Gaza is incredibly difficult. We, you know, as we leave to the office early in the morning, you know, we see children climbing in piles of garbage, literally 20 foot high. Often, you know, they're in not the greatest of clothes and not the greatest of shape. And oftentimes they look camouflaged against the backdrop of this kind of horrific garbage. Then we turn a corner and it's, you know, children queuing up with jerry cans to get their water for the day, to wash, to drink, etc. I mean, that's just one side of it. And the bombardments mean that people don't know from one to the next where they're going to be. Every time there's a bombardment, families and an attack, families panic and communities panic that either it's close to them that it's going to hit them or that it's their family members elsewhere, and that also means that people are constantly on the move, moving on average about once a month. And at the same time, we're struggling right now to bring things in. So I mean, nothing has got into the north of Gaza, which is under intense bombardment right now, has been for several days. But even in the south, where the majority of the population remains and has been displaced to, getting anything in is incredibly difficult. So, I mean, absolutely everything right now, to answer your question, in Gaza is incredibly difficult.
As I understand it, one of the places where you were due to vaccinate children, that was actually hit over the weekend.
Yeah, there was a school just down the road from here that was intended to be one of the polio vaccination centres. We run these clinics. We run the program in a number of ways. We have static points at our clinics. We also have mobile teams that go around some of the shelters and some of the informal sites. And in some of our schools, we have also set up polio points where children come in, they get registered, they get vaccinated, they get their finger marked, etc. And yeah, indeed, I mean, at an UNRWA school yesterday, we reported of a strike that over 20 people in that school were killed. These were displaced families in the school, and the polio campaign obviously today hasn't been able to take place in that school because we've got more immediate concerns to deal with. But that is one of the more graphic examples of what we have to deal with. But these strikes on schools are happening almost every day at the current moment. So it's difficult sometimes to keep pace. And I'm someone who's as close to the ground as can be, but just to keep pace and to keep stock.
Israel says it continues to strike places because they're being used by Hamas.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't kind of confirm that. What I do know is that these schools, these places that are striking, are also, you know, the last place of refuge for people who've been beaten and battered repeatedly over the past 12 months. Schools, health clinics, civilian infrastructure is protected under international law. We call on all parties to the conflict, Hamas not to misuse it, but Israel also not to misuse these facilities and not to strike them. International law is clear about this. It appears, sadly, that it's not being heeded, but the impact that we're concerned about as a humanitarian organization is suffering for the civilians on the ground. Most people in these schools are women and children. That's just the reality of the population and the demography in Gaza. They have nowhere to go. They have absolutely nothing that they can do to change the circumstances that they find themselves in. So that's our concern right now. And every day this carries on, more women, more children are being killed endlessly and needlessly.
You mentioned the situation in northern Gaza and the fact that no food aid has entered there since the start of the month. Has it been possible to move aid from elsewhere?
No, I mean, it's been very difficult for several months now to move aid from southern Gaza across a checkpoint that basically straddles the middle of the Gaza Strip. We can't move aid from the south to the north. So the only way to get aid into the north is from the north. Those two crossing points that have been functioning between Israel and northern Gaza have been closed now for about two weeks. At the same time, we've got, we believe, over 100,000 people trapped inside Jabalia, one of the big towns in Gaza, northern Gaza, just to the north of Gaza City. It's a big town and it's adjoining a refugee camp. And people, at the same time that they're being ordered to evacuate, are also being encircled. The intensity of the fighting, the strikes, the military operations means that whilst they are being told that they have to leave, there's nowhere that they can go to. So we're not able to get anything in for those people up there. They're surviving on rapidly dwindling supplies of fuel. We have major concerns about clean water as well. I mean, one of the humanitarian organizations was able to get some fuel up to the north, and that gives a bit of respite to bakeries for a number of days. There was also a mission to move desperately sick children from one of the hospitals in northern Gaza to a hospital in Gaza City. I believe 13 patients, most of them children, were evacuated. But these children were moved in ambulances that were running the gauntlet in terms of the fire, and they were kept alive through manual ventilators whilst they were being moved from one hospital to another. So these are the conditions in the north, as bad as we've seen them, really.
Sam Rose of the United Nations agency UNRWA talking to us from central Gaza. Back with more on the News at One in just a moment.
RTE, the home of great local drama. When an Irish journalist goes missing in New Zealand...
We have reason to believe you know something about the whereabouts of Aileen Ryan.
She was chasing a lead about the mounted murders.
The hunt is on to uncover the truth in a small town where dark secrets run deep.
Darkness isn't gone, is it?
She's out there.
The Gone, Season 2, Sunday at 9:30 on RTE1 and RTE Player.